Just you and me, man.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Cool. No, this is great, man.
Just us again. Great, man. Good to see. It is good. See, it is good to see.
You don't have your defender here to hold me back.
Who, Jack?
Yeah.
This is gonna be tough.
Yeah.
This is gonna be. Yeah, gonna be gonna tough. There's gonna be a lot of silences. Bro. What'd you say?
What'd you say? Huh? What was that?
Nothing, man. It really is good to see you.
I miss you. We were talking
before, and it's good to catch up, man. Because we've been gone for so long.
Right.
What are we gonna do when you come back? We got to do something fun when you come back.
We have to celebrate, dude.
Celebrate. We need to celebrate all of our successes, including Julio's.
Right.
Too,
we haven't done that. We haven't had just a night where we need something outside of birthdays that are like kind of cohesive celebrations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just like quarterly win celebrations.
Everybody
count off your wins this quarter, and then let's have some and play some
Mario Kart. That sounds awesome.
Go to the links.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Oh, dude.
What?
Yeah, we're hitting up. Did you say the links? Is that a
golf
links,
term? Bro. Yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but my dad, for my birthday,
golf
is
clubs.
Sending me his golf clubs. Okay? So you know
these
those
the
golf
ones
clubs
that you...
I did have, right? Those ones that were in the
from
cardboard 1976 box that I would bring.
In that tall cardboard box that you...
that I bring to the driving range?
I feel like
so
I remember you
shit is
dragging
done.
It behind you.
So, yeah, I'm going to have a custom set of golf clubs that are pretty decent.
Damn. Okay? And how,
so we're hitting
he shipping
up
them?
Through the fucking mail, dude. Paying the shipping price to get them over here.
Should I get some clubs as well?
You won't need them. We could just share them. They might be a little big on you, but you can kind of like, you know, choke up on the grip.
Oh, I'll choke on them. I didn't even realize there was different sizes. Egg on my face. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize.
That's why the clubs I did have are so horrible. One,
dude,
just like awful, and they're just too short. They were my mom's.
Wait,
clubs.
So they probably were good for me.
And my mom is about like 5'3" or something. I don't know.
Never mind. I'm much taller than that. Much.
Yeah, how tall are you, Eric? Just for
5'9", bro, and counting.
And counting, right?
Yeah,
you're still growing.
Well, based on my posture, can make a big difference. Damn, I do need something like this, but I'm afraid of when you golf that there's always someone behind you rushing you, and I feel like that
I know
would
that
get
does
on my nerves.
But you can say play through. You know, you can there's
play
like,
through, play through.
Yeah, you can do that. But I bet there's probably a golf course that's not as populated, you know what I'm saying? And there's a time you go earlier or later where there's not a lot of pressure to
get going. A beginner course. Wouldn't mind that.
But we're definitely getting the cart, and I know you want to drive that shit.
I'm gonna get one of those Polarises. The razors, you know?
Yeah.
The off road wheels tearing up the putting green.
It's like destroying the lawn,
dude. I see razors out and about. Like I saw them when I went to Idaho this summer, and I did think like that would make me feel so good if I had one of those.
That would cure like if you got like that's the same thing as a slingshot, right? Basically,
no, it's a little more. It's more off road, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's four wheels, and you can take it on dunes and take it off roading.
I think that if you were, this is dark, but if you were to call like a, this is just hypothetical, and I know this is dark, but if you were to call like a suicide hotline and they just shipped you, like the next second, a Polaris or a slingshot showed up at your door.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that wouldn't save some lives.
A slingshot, I could see somehow making it worse just if I went out in public and started playing my music and didn't get the validation that I wanted. But a razor, I could see being just what I need, man.
The board meeting after that sort of trial run. Look, the slingshot thing backfired very heavily.
if you don't have the swag, if you don't have like a big bald head and the right music, a slingshot isn't going to help you. You know what I mean?
It really is music based, and you need like kind of like early 90s like R&B cranked up to the maximum level.
I'm trying to, like, it's the same music that plays on the big chunky like cruising motorcycles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The giant ones that are play
yeah, those like are like Chicago. similar communities, I would say.
I wish more people played music like that though, off their vehicles.
Yeah, dude. When I'm in the whip, I crank it up to. Do you crank it up to max volume?
Oh, like how loud are you? Probably actually about 70%, but yeah, getting close to max certainly.
I go to max volume, and then every 2 minutes, I'll try and turn the knob more. Like I'm like,
you want to crank more, it up? Bro.
Yeah, I want more power.
Well, you know that's probably because your ears are getting blown out, getting their back blown out.
I'm definitely fucking like. Semi-deaf. Like I think I have like 30% of what, you know, less hearing. What's a better way to say that, Eric?
You have 30%, yeah, less hearing.
Yeah, that was perfect the way I said it. Okay, cool.
Dude, great. Did you, when you biked around Chicago, did you ever have a bike speaker?
I did, but I was always embarrassed
to play it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know you had one, and we were like cruising together. You would kind of be the DJ. You had some good bike tunes, like some house music it was a lot of like electronic sort of vibes.
I do remember this very vividly, is because I'd bike from Logan Square down Milwaukee to go to work downtown, probably a 30-minute commute. And by the time you start getting downtown, there's like hella bikers. Like commuters. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a group of like 15 or something. And I remember I was starting to get embarrassed playing my music that loud. But then one time a woman like tapped me on the shoulder at a red light, and she was like, I just want to say like, you have amazing music taste. And I got like chills. I was like,
wow.
Oh my God. Thank you. And then I started, cranking it up a little bit more.
That's crazy.
But
dude.
Now I think at my age, I would be full stop embarrassed to be.
Yeah.
Not out in the middle of nowhere, but you know what I mean? On a big commute.
Is that good, you think? Or are we just...
The embarrassment?
Yeah.
I think it's good to have shame.
Like, there's a healthy amount of shame, you know?
It certainly is. I think we need to implement more shame in this country. And I think we'd see less violence.
Yeah.
Less dissonance.
Do you think we're headed towards a civil war, Eric?
I think that Americans are too lazy to have a civil war.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know why people are like, I don't know why people are even like, this is like a news story, you know?
Yeah. What, the possibility of a civil war?
Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, how could that even happen? I don't understand how that. I get in the 1800s. I get that. Okay.
Yeah. But now,
no chance. There's no chance.
We're too comfortable. Fast food.
We're way too comfortable.
Yeah.
There's no rebel. There's no like revolutionary like rebellion army. You know what I'm saying?
That was the thing watching one battle after another, where I was like, I love the fuck out of this, but. I don't know if, you know what I mean? I don't know if we really got it like that right now. But maybe we should speak for ourselves, bro, because maybe there are revolutionary cells of Generation Alphas out there that are waiting to fucking explode. That's what I'm praying.
Could be. So today we are talking about scary movies.
Could be. Yeah, scary movies, man. When's the last time you were truly frightened by a movie?
I'll tell you what movie it was. What was it? It was those Australian fucking twins.
Bring her back. Those little fuckers. Now.
Bring her back. I gotta say, yeah. That one had me going home and thinking somebody was going to.
Oh,
The way you know a movie's scary is if you have that residual fear hours after it, where you think, somebody's gonna come. Like, the movie's not even about like somebody breaking and entering into your house and killing you, but like, I thought after I watched that there was somebody just like waiting for me in the closet, you know. That was a dark one. Have you had a scary like have you seen a movie like that recently?
When
you scared
recently something scary? I'm trying to think. I think I watched all the Conjurings, and that did kind of frighten me. There's something about, and I know we're gonna save the topic of ghosts for another episode before Halloween, but bro, the idea of ghosts haunted me for probably 10-15 years of my life. The Conjuring, Annabelle, the little doll.
I'm thinking of a different thing.
Yeah, she's in it, but basically it's always about different ghosts that are haunting people. Okay? Needs to be exercised. But yeah, I mean, ghosts scare the fuck out of me. Just put it that way. Someone that is dead, hanging around, their tortured spirit, hanging around up in your house where you sleep. Are you for real?
Last night, actually, I heard like a, you know, like a knock or something like that. Like, I don't know what it was in my hotel room. Do you ever do this where it's dark?
Look at the people?
And you just look like, no, not at the people. You just look towards anywhere and you can kind of like make out like, is that like somebody, is that a shape of something? And I took out my fucking iPhone and fucking hit one of these.
Hello?
The flashlight.
Hello?
I swear to God, I did that.
Hello. That is all I got. All I got is a hello. when I was at the hotel in New York, I heard a knock and something like that. Felt like a whiplash like sound in my ear. And I think I was just waking up, but I said hello. And then I went and stared at the people and was looking from all corners, from all angles. Fuck. See who's trying to mess with me, trying to get in.
I just kind of want, like, I've never interacted with a ghost ever. And I don't want to bring that into my life. But at least, like, I wouldn't mind one. Because it's anticlimactic. You know, when you flash that light, and there's nothing there.
I really think that you can invite these things in. I think that if you truly want to see them and you truly want to be in tune with ghosts and spirits, all you got to do is invite them in.
Would you do a black magic ritual that I found, like a PDF off of the dark web of like summoning a spirit?
I'm not kidding you. I really wouldn't.
I feel like whatever demon would come would be very much attracted to your sort of soul.
Sexually?
Sexually, yeah.
A succubus? Why do I feel like you would not mind having a succubus get all up on you? What's an incubus?
That's a band, dude.
Right,
it's an amazing rock band.
Incubus versus
succulation of us.
Oh, the succulucubus.
The succulucubus.
Okay. An incubus is a male demon that seduces sleeping women, while a succubus is a female demon that seduces sleeping men.
Oh.
Damn. I'll take them both. Succubi. Shit. Succubus? Who are they sent by the way? Who's sending them?
Who's sending them?
It's some like there's like a ghost pimp, you know? Like they have to have a they got a little like handler or something, you know?
Do you think they have someone's pimp? Yeah, a little dispatcher? All right.
Draenor, the supernatural pimp.
You're headed to Highland Park, Los Angeles. Silver Lake, Los Angeles. Please go suck the fuck out of Nate Barone. Effects. This is what a succubus can do, bro. Can drain the victim's vital energy. In some legends, they are believed to extract semen to be used by the incubus form to impregnate human women. So, bro, what I'm finding out is they're working together.
To impregnate. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So they suck up cum and then they put it in a chick?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm hearing. Wow. That's where I draw the line, too, because if I'm having a child, I want to know about it.
Right. The Supernatural Mari fucking show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If I was not the father, if you were not the father, what would your reaction be? Would you do like a dance on the Mari show?
Check myself out live on TV. Bud Powell style. Not funny, man. Not funny what happened to him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Scary movies. Scary, scary movies.
Scary. You know, I don't really... I would say scary movies, horror movies are kind of low on my sort of genres that I watch. Because they're...
Why is your house covered in Jordan Peele posters? Full Jordan Peele memorabilia. Glass case.
He transcends horror is the genre, man.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's funny.
Let me look at my fucking letterbox.
I know, I'm looking through different horror movies here.
Let me see what I've been watching.
There's a lot of good ones, man. Hold on, guys. Everyone listening, just hold on. We're looking at horror movies here.
We're just silently looking through our letterbox.
I will say this.
Hold up. Hold up.
I will say this. I was so sheltered growing up, and I think this would scare any child, but when I was 6 years old, I hadn't even seen like a PG-13 movie. Okay? I didn't see that till I was probably 12. And I walked downstairs because I was scared. I had a nightmare. And my parents were watching the sixth Terrifying Sense. And they just got a new DVD player and they didn't know how to work it. And they paused it. And it was at the point where all those ghosts are hanging in the school. And they couldn't take it off the screen. And it was like burned into my brain. And I'm not kidding you. It was probably a year and a half of hell for me as a child. Where I could not go to sleep, waking up thinking about that image.
I would say that feeling I had with the Ring, that was a pretty scary one.
The Ring got your ass?
Got me.
But dude. She's just in televisions, right? You play the VHS tape?
I know she comes out of, I saw it in theaters, you know? But, she comes out of a... Yeah, that shit was scary, dude. Wait, but you know what's also scary?
What?
Is maybe the scariest movie of all. The biopic about Donald Trump.
Oh, bro. Yep.
We don't see these as horror movies, but
that is,
but from a different lens, yeah, that's probably one of the most scary things on the planet. For me,
it's all of Adam McKay's work post Step Brothers. If I turn any of that on, it's basically Nightmare City for me.
Yeah, The Big Vice, Short, dude,
corporate, yeah, greed. Vice, presidential, vice presidential greed. Don't Look Up, corporate or. Global warming.
Neglect.
Style neglect.
Yeah, those are the real... I mean, I feel like we are living in a horror movie. We're living in a scary movie that we can't fuck, that doesn't have an ending. And I'm trying to see the credits roll and this shit just keeps on going on. I thought movies were supposed to be 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Meanwhile, this scary movie's lasting 35 years and I'm still waiting for the credits to fucking drop.
Yeah.
Please tell me who's the fucking unit production manager, man. Let's end this shit.
Nate, by the way, what day is the birthday?
October 27th.
Scorpio. Thank God, bro. I just got so scared. I knew it was later. But if I miss your birthday again, I'm going to hurt myself. Okay.
I would, yeah. And I would hope you would, because it's been every year, every single year.
No, man. I'm so. Do you ever put them in Google Cal? Are you putting birthdays in Google Calendar?
I actually do. I put it once I know somebody's birthday, I put a yearly.
But just executives and producers.
What's that?
Just for executives and producers.
Yeah.
People you have all the FX executives. Birthdays.
Showing up at their house.
Hey, good morning,
Tom
man.
Tom Cruise cake.
Yeah, you like the coconut cake, right? Happy birthday. Just a slice of it. Horror is back though in a big way, isn't it? That's what you can get. If we came up with a banging horror idea,
right,
and attached the right Josh Brolin style level of actor, yeah, we could
be fucking on site, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, we could make it.
So we need a horror villain that people can dress up as for Halloween. I don't think people realize
let's
this.
Let's pitch on that for a second.
Let's fucking cook on this. Let's brainstorm a little bit.
Julia, you're free to pop in too with any horrific ideas that you have about a creature that could terrify children and women and men as well.
So we've got the classics. Maybe let's just run them down real quick. We got this, the masked sort of person. All right, that's been done. We got the clown.
The Michael Myers, the Jason. The It clown. Bro, what's creepy about It, bro, is that it can become anything that scares the fuck out of you.
Right.
Not just a clown. He's more.
But you know what? The villains are always scary looking. But what if they were crazy beautiful?
The like most a siren? Beautiful.
Yeah, like the baddest fucking chick on planet Earth, and people are like, it's kind of like a hypnotic sort of thing that happens when they.
So what about this? This is the backstory. Just really quick. You know how Antarctica used to be tropical?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, as global warming happens and the glaciers melt, dude, guess what? What was on Antarctica, that tropical place, used to be a Greece-style city full of ancient ruins and gods and goddesses. And guess who is there as well? Sirens, like from ancient Greek myth. And they were frozen in a glacier. Okay? And
they melt.
They melt, bro.
Right.
And, yep, they're hot as fuck.
And they have to hook up to...
They fly right to...
Sustain their life energy force or something.
Where do they fly to immediately? Because they have wings, right? Or maybe they get on a plane or a boat.
Yeah, we'll say they could... Yeah, they'll have to be able to fly. You know what I'm saying?
But the wings are somehow, like, hot as fuck, like...
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, they're somehow turning everybody on. Like sex. It's like a new sexual organ almost.
Would you suck on a wing?
First blush, I would say wouldn't want to. But if that wing is beautiful enough and sexually attractive enough to me, sure, I'll do it. But then they fly to downtown Brooklyn, the most popping part of New York City. And they start to wreak havoc. They go to, guess what? They arrive. It's fashion week.
Yep.
One of the sirens is approached by Balenciaga.
Yeah. Or what about this? It's fucking Victoria's Secret angels.
Whoa. And they have the wings already.
And they have the wings. And they're like, right this way. And they're like, And then after the show, they're like, wow, that was fucking crazy. You were the hottest model there. Like, you had the whole room fucking was just so entranced by you. Mm-hmm. All right, time to take off the wings. Oh, yeah, I'll just do it later. Okay. We're going
slice them with the talons. Because do they turn into birds? Is that what a siren becomes?
maybe once they bust, you see their true like form. It's like a mirage sort of a thing, and it's kind of like just like a horrendous, you know, looking creature. So they're on top of you riding, and you're like, holy shit, oh, this is like the craziest sex I've ever had. And then they're like, I'm coming. And you're like, yep.
Just as I suspected.
Yeah. So they come before you, by the way, because you got to be, you know.
Fine with me.
I'm gracious. That's fine with me. Yeah. In fact, I prefer it. So she fucking is riding. Oh my God, this is crazy, dude. This is the hottest fucking chick ever. She fucking busts the craziest fucking
shit.
And then you close your eyes and you're like, you're coming too. You open your eyes. What the fuck is on top
what
of me?
What the fuck is that?
Some 3'2" gremlin.
I think they're, you're going short with it?
Well, it's a brainstorm, man. We can do, what do you want them to be? The same height?
She becomes like hella tiny. Damn.
Yeah. What the fuck? You smack her up. Just out of a
goes flying.
Just out of like, you know, a reflex, you know, nothing malicious like that.
But you're right, like, just out of shock. Pure
what the
fear.
You kind
of
like if a bug was on you, you know, kind of yeah. thing. Like it's like tiny like that. What the fuck? Smacks against the wall. What the fuck, man? God.
And then she goes to her like purse, gets a pistol, lights you up.
On to the next one. To the next one.
Well, yeah, I mean, this could work, man. Yeah, but who would we play in the movie? Would we play the victims? Or I think you would play an amazing victim. Yeah, and then the other sirens come and just like, you're already dead. Never mind.
Yeah. But it'll probably be late in the movie. So, because, you know, you want to see me more on screen, you know?
Right.
It wouldn't be like, you know.
I think we would play their little, like, we beg for our lives so pathetically that they let us become assistants to them.
I think what we are sort of competing for their, we're sort of doing like a semen retention thing, celibacy thing. Yeah. Like we've hooked up so much that we're like, we just want to fall in love. And we have a competition where it's like, who can fall in love first? All right. And we're both saying, dude, I'm dating this chick. She's fucking like, I don't know how I'm pulling this girl. Like she's like an 11 out of 10. And you're like, dude, what's crazy is like, I'm dating a similar type of woman and we think it's a different woman. Bro. Yeah, you think she's more beautiful. So I'm like, wow, all right, let the games begin. And we figure out we're dating the same chick, all right? And we're falling in love.
Shit.
And we're proving that you don't have to have sex to fall in love with a
woman.
Wow.
Dude, I've been trying to prove that for a long ass time. Wait, I want to say that all the sirens too are played. There's like 3 sirens, right? Triplets. All played by Demi Lovato.
Yes.
Demi. Demi, okay, I mean, I like that. The sirens.
Are you riding? Yeah, so that's Demi. Fucking. I mean, what's the title of this?
Sirens.
Of course.
Siren call.
Course.
Siren call.
The sirens call. That's the trailer.
The sirens call.
What the fuck?
I'm on board, man. Jack's getting none of this. I'll just say.
Oh, he's getting fucking
that's what you
zero.
Get, that's what you get when
you're
you choose
zero of this. You're not getting a role. You're not getting a fucking any producer credit. It's fucking out for you, dude.
Julio's
you're
getting
out,
some
bro.
A cut. Definitely. At least 20.
For sure.
Put it that way.
Wow. Yeah, so that's fucking incredible. Is there any scary movies out right now? The Black Phone.
Oh my God, The Grabber, bro. Phone. Ethan Hawke is The Grabber. He grabs people.
The Black Phone.
You see what I just got, right? Coffee, man. Iced coffee. Whoa. I know, so yours is just hot and black, normal.
Of course.
Mine's iced.
Starbucks.
That's from the little machine.
the autonomous Starbucks machine that's 3 feet away from me that I hit up way too much.
So wait, you're whipping down to New York today? You know what you should do, Nate, on the drive down? You should you should go to Tarrytown and go to Sleepy, just drive through Sleepy Hollow because it's Halloween.
What's Tarrytown?
Tarrytown is on the way to New York, and it's this cute, like, kind of, and sometimes creepy. Tarrytown.
Tarrytown. Oh, T-A-R-R.
Yeah, okay. Sleepy Hollow's up in there. Oh, wait.
Oh, there's Sleepy Hollow's, like,
right
photo.
Next to Tarrytown. You should go have lunch in Sleepy Hollow, bro, and go see some of the Halloween shit. And on your way down, Yonkers. Listen to this scary book, bro.
Hit up Bronx. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Have you ever been to the New York Botanical Garden? Just heard somebody talking about that.
The Brooklyn Botanical?
The one in the Bronx.
No, never been there. Dude, so I see you're not going to take my Sleepy Hollow suggestion. You want to go see plants instead.
No, I'll
interesting.
I'll do it. Where's the upstate that you were saying? You're like, you have this fantasy of like living in upstate New York and having a fireplace and all of your friends like, live in shitty apartments that are, you know, next to you.
Yeah. And we have four mastiffs and 0.5 acres. Let's see.
What is your ideal fucking upstate location? Because I'm going to be driving through that area, I believe. Right?
For me, it's like, I really like...
What's number one? Money is not even an option.
Beacon, New York is nice. And so is Hudson and Kingston, Socrates. Just all these little places on the Hudson. Let's see, where are you?
Off the Hudson? Syracuse. So that's like real close to NYC.
Yeah. But are you taking the 9 down to New York? You should drive along the damn ass river there.
There's like I don't even know. This is not even useful describing this, but I think there's like two ways to go. One is like a lot longer and the other is shorter with tolls.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize Syracuse is all the way by Lake Ontario, bro.
Yeah.
It's that's far as fuck. Are you staying in New York tonight?
Yeah.
Where, man?
With Jack.
Holy. Sleepover. I miss you guys, man. East Coast.
Yeah.
Sleepover.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. You want me to FaceTime you and make you jealous?
Please, man. Please try. I would say try and make me jealous. Because you can't understand what I'm up to.
I've been posing this question to people, but do you think there's any realm of possibility
that we both get on SNL by just showing up to Jack's work?
Have a full like featured sketch where I'm like just improvise.
Dude, we're like really short on material. We need someone. If there's anybody to. Excuse me.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Turn on the cameras. Mic me up. Let's go. Do the most racist character. Like,
yeah. What are you going
to
say?
No, but what do you think the odds are of me talking to Sabrina Carpenter for 20 minutes? What do you think would have to happen?
For that to have to happen, there would have to be like a horrible event happening. We could say a weather event, active, you know, terrorism or something where everyone is stuck in the building. See what I'm saying?
Even that would be difficult, you know, like
unless you get in the front row and like when it happens, you run into wherever the actors go. So you and Sabrina,
can I save her?
Yeah, you're gonna have to save her. I would say.
I like take a bullet for her, but it's like non-lethal. Like it's in my arm and I kind of like over you her like, and I kind of usher her away into
the bullet's
like,
not even going to hit her. And you like walk into the spray of bullets just to get it.
And And I kind of like sort of guilt her the whole time. Like, I just fucking took a bullet for you. Like,
my fucking clavicle's toast because of you. Is she performing as well? She better be.
Double duty.
Damn.
Yep.
Singing and acting.
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Sabrina Carpenter, Sabrina! I love you so much. You're so fucking fine, you drive me crazy. Yeah, I got a whole song of that. I've been doing that.
In this, you have like a fan fiction sort of song.
Yeah. So I guess what we need to do now is just go through some of the top scariest movies. I'm going to shout out a scary movie and I'm going to see if you've seen it.
Okay.
Let's start easy. The Shining, bro.
Oh. I mean, that is top tier.
That is top tier horror.
That might be number one, dude. Like, that's,
you know, the, what's best, the scariest part of that whole movie is that fucking picture, dude. That picture from the 1920s. What does it mean?
What the fuck?
What the hell?
You gotta be kidding me, bro.
He was there in the 20s? Excuse me?
People probably were shocked to see that in the theaters in the 70s. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. In
2021 or whatever. Damn, maybe y'all. By the way, shout out Stephen King. I'll just put it that way. Okay.
Yeah, his twisted ass.
I've only read his stuff from like 2010 on. I need to go back
much.
To.
Have you read Carrie?
Damn, he's done everything. No, I have not read Carrie. Yeah. Wait, what? One other thing about The Shining. You know what's scary as fuck as well? That bar.
The bar.
But wouldn't you like to bring your laptop to that bar and start kind of cooking on a script there? In the snowy resort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Drinking a Sazerac. Drinking some rye whiskey. I wouldn't mind that.
Okay. What about this?
Yeah. Which?
Okay. You can go. You got to go. So go. I was going to say The Exorcist. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I just watched that. Cassavetes as that. He's the priest, right? Are you doing The Exorcist?
I haven't seen it. Yeah, turning my head 360.
To turning it so slow. Does he play the priest?
I think you're right.
What about John Cassavetes is so... He's got that style that is just about right.
He's hot. He's just like... He's doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying?
He is hot.
He's, I would say, ultimate... I think everybody in Hollywood is like, I want to be John Cassavetes, just because he would like, you know, do a big movie and then he would make his little independent stuff that were really good.
Wait, he's not just seems in like, the first one. Oh, he's in he Rosemary's like once again, bro. Rosemary's Baby, man.
Great.
Here they come. Here comes the parade.
He wasn't in fucking The Exorcist, you fucking piece of shit. Fucking, what the fuck, Eric? He was in Rosemary's Baby.
Okay. I have not seen The Exorcist. I have seen Rosemary's Horrible Baby. I like that.
Oh, that?
So I need to watch The Exorcist is what you're saying. And I also haven't seen Carrie.
Yeah, they're good. All good stuff.
Okay, let's get a little more niche, shall we? The Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, genre bending. Now we're talking. Now we're fucking talking.
I did like that one, bro. The twist that there's a corporation that needs this to happen in order to serve the devil.
Right.
Wow.
What the hell was that guy smoking on, man? That shit was crazy.
The guy who wrote it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I want some.
Yeah, me too.
And a new fucking MacBook Air, please. And let me get to work. You need to get to work.
You need to get to work.
All right. How about this? Saw.
Mm.
You like that little guy, don't you?
Saw. That's another guy I was smacked the fuck out of.
Dude, if I saw... All right, say
isn't,
one thing you would do
Saw
to Saw.
Like this? Isn't this Saw like
no,
this?
No, bro,
big?
That's his little evil doll. He's actually somewhere else.
Right. I'm not too tapped into the lore of this, but in my head, he's just a little doll. And you just go into that room where he's like on a micro. Doesn't he like talk over like a PA speaker or something? You have 4 minutes to get out of this. Mm-hmm. You know.
What's the actual guy's name though?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's such a bastard, bro. I'm kind of like,
what
would
is
you rather
driving
be?
Him to do all this? Because you know,
I think
like
pain.
What? So
pain.
He was. Interesting. Humanizing
would you rather
the
be
villains.
Trapped by the Saw guy, the Seven guy, aka Kevin Spacey, guys. Who has his own little can of worms there? We can get into that if we want to. Take his ass down. Or would you rather be in Hostel? Remember Hostel?
Man. Wait, what is Hostel?
Hostel is like you go into a hostel and you are taken prisoner and experimented on and tortured for fun and killed.
That's a good question, man.
I feel like Saw, you have a way out. You know what I mean? You're going to have to do something pretty crazy.
Right.
Because
it's just like a puzzle, you know? It's like doing Wordle, but like your life's at stake, you know? Yeah, I don't know. This is,
I would hate to be tortured. I'll just say it right now. And I think that probably out of the three of us, I would be the worst at being tortured.
Oh, most definitely.
Don't you think? I would be tapping out immediately.
stop. All right.
You know those cyanide pills that all the Nazi officers, the cowards, had back in the day? And they had that, they just like, took the cap off their tooth and chewed it, bit down on the pill. I would like that just in case a Saw style situation. Just in case.
I feel like you would have it like in your pocket and it would be like just disgusting. Like, yeah, covered in lint. It's like kind of expired. Like the, and it would.
Doesn't fully kill you because it's been like exposed to the
It just
elements.
Makes you like sicker and it just adds to the torture. I was on Reddit recently, and have you heard about, I don't even know what this is called, but there was I'm pretty sure this is like a not true, who knows, conspiracy, but it's quite interesting. There was a Nazi, or it was like maybe right before the Nazis gained power, a German like Navy commander went to Antarctica with a ship with 5,000 men and went there and came back. And what happened? A lot of the men went missing and a lot of the ships went missing.
I thought it was just one ship.
And this commander said, huh?
I thought it was just
one ship. I think it's multiple
ships. Hella
ships
up to Antarctica?
Yeah. In my view, there was like fucking each 5,000 guys had their own ship, like huge naval ship, and they all went. In one return, but it's probably not true.
Do you think that they were investigating the deep water beings that are controlling our governmental events?
Exactly.
And war.
But they went there and they said there is something there that the commander was spooked, terrified, saw like a UFO or something like that. And then what happens quite after that, there's a treaty that says that you cannot go to, there's a, of an area of Antarctica that you cannot occupy.
Who's going to stop us? You cannot... If we go in kayaks and just wear extra jackets and bring hella fucking Cliff Bars and liquid IV, who's going to stop us from a vet? They can't stop us.
A backpack full of Cliff Bars, a couple of Dasani, a pack of Dasani. Yeah, we're good, bro.
Yep. I'm saying, let's get up there and see what is happening.
I think we would honestly, if we did that, we would fly under the radar because they're not expecting like dumbasses to like pull up in the kayak, you know, traverse what ocean are you even traversing to get there? We got to go from Chile to right. down.
Well, we could take a plane to pretty close. We don't got to start from LA.
Right. We have like kind of a foldable like raft or something like that. And yeah. we're kind of like the guys.
Like a 50 horsepower motor.
Yeah. That'd be easy.
I'm saying, bro, I've been watching. I really want to get my ass up there. I just know I need to be there for something. I don't know what or why.
You feel a calling?
Feel a calling to the north.
What if you found you were like a part of an ancient race of?
Thank God, because I've been looking for my people. I've been looking at all the races. Like not quite. I know there's
you're
kind
like
of
so a, clearly like a white guy that yeah I don't think I fit in here.
Yeah, dude. Did I tell you I'm getting a free Canada Goose?
I thought you already got one.
Well, they lost it in the mail, and then but then I think I made it because they said you could take your pick, essentially.
Wait, so then they lost it in the mail, then you like followed up with?
Well, no, then they reached out. They're like, What do you want?
Wow, what color are you going with?
Well, I'm like red? I got a jacket that I can kind of wear in LA because most of them are like made for expedition style things right. or like account strategists in Chicago. You know?
Yeah.
So I got like a more lighter jacket.
Oh.
But these things are so expensive that I'm like, should I just have gotten the most expensive one?
You should have flipped it, dude.
I know, but I'm kind of like, I should have flipped it, bro.
You should have flipped it, you know? Put it on Facebook Marketplace, you know? I know you have a bad rating on there, but like somebody's going to want it.
That's not, by the way, not my fault. Okay, that was one single interaction that went very haywire. Damn. Nate, I'm telling you, on your drive down to New York today, because what is that, like a four-hour drive?
Yeah.
Go on to Audible. I can give you a promo code and listen really? To a scary book.
Really? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Because what else are you going to do? Just listen to music or be silent?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Eric, but Tame Impala just dropped a new record yesterday.
Oh, did they? Did he really?
Yeah, Kevin Paca just did the damn thing.
Is it good?
And I'm only three tracks in at this point. Yesterday I was driving back, and I said, I'm going to save this for the drive.
I think I do. I've done this myself, just because it's a funny. He's like better than we're giving them credit for him. He's like great. Tame Impala is great. However, you know in my mind, it's become a punchline just because of the name. There's something about the name that's funny.
That is one of the biggest, dude. The you know what they did to Tame Impala? They Bernie Bro'd it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where it's like Bernie Sanders was like fucking awesome, and then they were like. Oh, you're yeah. Bernie bro. And then you're like, well, I don't want to be that, you know?
Right.
And then Tame Impala was like, dude, there's this incredible band. They're switching up the fucking, he's switching up the vibe every album. It's something different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like incredible pop music. It's intricate. It's got great melodies. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you're like,
Tame Impala?
You're like a caricature of a guy if you like Tame Impala. Dude, I've been rocking with Tame Impala since the fucking beginning, since Inner Speaker. Since
Me too, by the way.
All right? Since Alter Ego came out, all right?
Wait, actually, I'm actually a poser because I did the second one, the 2012
release. I was on that shit day one since that fucking shit dropped.
Shit, all right? Man.
Respect. And I hate to be this is like a Portlandia fucking sketch, but, you know, I really was. And I've been a fan ever since. Seen him twice in concert. Incredible. And he always puts out every album, top to bottom. Bangers.
If you got really unwell, I'm talking like not even wheelchair-based, but like you're in the bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 90 pounds.
Would you spend all the rest of your money or spend the rest of your reputation online begging Tame Impala to go to a show and be in the VIP section?
Sing to me in the hospital. Front row, wheel me out. Yeah. Run from the sunlight, Dracula. Kevin.
<Can't... laughs>
dude, that honestly, what that's a great way to go. You know what I'm saying? That's a great final days. What am I gonna die in a hospital? And like people are crowd surfing my like hospital bed.
Crypto
and it's
arena. Yeah, in the hospital bed. Oh, one time Sarah in New York, she had like just gotten on SNL and she took me and Jack and Ruby to a WWE event. And we were sitting right behind Kieran Culkin and Rory Culkin. But then all on our sides were like the Make-A-Wish kid that came. And I remember feeling guilty where I was like, I don't give a fuck about wrestling. Really, like this is kind of fun to see in a spectacle, but these children, it's making their lives being this close to these wrestlers. You know what I'm saying? And then The wrestlers afterwards come up to the kids and dap them up. Oh, why? The wrestlers know how to make sick children feel better. What is that?
Right.
What is that?
I mean, it gives them hope because that's what you need. It's a lot of sickness is just mental. People don't realize that Western medicine.
That's what you need to go into these hospitals and tell these children. Hey, man,
you're fine.
Get up. Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to look up. Yeah. This is my true dream. But what do I look up to find this? The me being like, you know, unable to move in the hospital, and I go to the Janet Jackson concert and she straps me up to the, what do I type in to find that video?
Janet Jackson guy strapped in.
I just need to play this because this is maybe like my favorite. It's
one of the best videos.
Oh yeah.
Did you find it?
Wait. I found like a version of it. There's this great like compilation of, oh, I think this is,
maybe this is. Oh my God. I'm watching it. Play it. It's upside down.
What is it doing, dude? Hold up.
All right, for everybody listening.
Is it the right way?
Yeah. But you might have to go forward till when.
Here we go. This is.
Oh, so she gets a male dream. Fan out of the audience.
Me fucking just crippled.
So he's so stoked. He's so hyped. He's coming out. He's been selected. He's being escorted by security, pumping his fist. Heart beating 200 beats per minute. Oh, he's like, he can barely stand straight. He's like, okay, they've got like a Frankenstein slab that they're locking him into. Oh my God.
Lock him the fuck in. You're not getting out of this. Oh my God. You're going to want to switch the video for this, folks.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, he's got the crucifix arms out. They're extra strapping him in.
Do you think he's getting like hard right now?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that he just security just whispered something to him. Like, they mean business. Fight. Oh, he's in
not
heaven.
Not covering your pants.
Imagine having a full panic attack right there. You can't leave. Okay, wait. Zoom forward a little bit just to see her grinding up on him. Oh. Nate, should we do this to our male fans at the next live show? Too casual.
Huge fans. Yes. We should do the male moaning competition and the guy who wins it.
That one did not go as well the last live show.
Yeah, but we just need to keep working on it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get there.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, if you come to a live show, we host a monthly show at Permanent Records in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I did it just part of my set, and then we just did it as a, you know, open the show up with it. But we've been having male moaning competitions. Three males get up, and they just show us what they're working with, you know?
That's right. Moan it out.
Moan it out.
Okay, one more scary movie before we go. Okay. How about Scream?
Scream. Yep. Okay, what gave you joy? Right.
Okay, man. Well, I think we've just fully kind of broke down the state of the horror industry, its origins, the best horror movies, different horror monsters and such. So we hope that you guys really enjoyed this one because we put our whole fucking ass and P-words up in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess now it's come to the time, Nate, that we need to.
I guess so. I guess
say what gave us joy, time. Honestly.
I guess it's about that time. Let me think on this. Do you have one ready to fucking go?
What? Oh, well, I have to. Did I already say this? I'm listening to the audiobook version of 11/22/63, Stephen King, 28 hours. Usually, if I see an audiobook and it's over like 12 hours, I'm like, that's a lot. I'd rather get like a 9 hour tops.
Yeah. So but what speed are you listening to it?
I didn't even consider that. I did not even consider that.
Two times, that's 15 hours.
But know? I like the voice actor a lot. And I'm liking I'll try it out. But I'm really engaged. I'm listening on all my walks and bubbles, on my commutes. It's no music, no podcast. I'm just listening to this book, and it's quite engaging.
Yeah, I've got to get into fucking audiobooks. I haven't quite unlocked it. Maybe I'll do that after I listen to that.
You're gonna be? Are you gonna be? What kind of rental is it? What's the rental?
Kia Forte.
Oh right, mm-hmm. Kia Forte. Shit,
all white,
fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
All white, yep. Fully loaded. No sunroof.
Uh-huh. No sunroof. None. And the key fob kind of barely works. And there's been moments where I've been kind of like getting offset and like saying like, bye guys. Beep, and like going to my car. Just kind of clicking it like 15 times. Just, I don't know what's going on.
Have the leaves fallen upstate?
The leaves are fucking, yeah. It's everything's turning fall. Oh my goodness. You know, the fall color scheme is fully popping. And everywhere I go, I can't help but just, man, I got to take this in. This is beautiful, you know.
Wonderful.
Gorgeous.
Okay, Nate.
Let's see here. What has been giving me joy? I always say food is shit. I'm just trying to mix it up here. Man, you know what? I've been watching. I'll say this: the HDMI cord, because I've been in this hotel room for a couple.
What
weeks,
are you playing on the like, TV?
Should I bring an HDMI cord? Yeah, let's just bring one just in case. And I'll tell you what, that shit has came in handy so many times because I can, you know, plug it into my laptop, watch shit off of my computer, watching a lot of movies, plug in the Steam Deck, you know, HDMI cord on that, game on that shit. And yeah, so the HDMI cord is just coming in handy. I feel like that's
coming handy. By the way, that's a piece of technology that has stood the test of time.
Right, right. You know they haven't even updated.
I use that USB shit in college. Right.
Yeah. They don't even need innovation with that.
Watch
it's just
this. We're going to do a shout out real quick. Inventor of
this guy's HDMI. Listening right now. He's like 90 years old.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No single person invented the HDMI cable. It was developed in 2002 by a group of seven leading electronic companies.
Yeah, right.
Hitachi. Yeah, you heard that right.
Oh, Hitachi, Japanese.
Panasonic, Philips, Silicon Image, Sony, Thompson, and Toshiba. So to all of the people that made that shit, thank you.
So it's multiple 20 years companies old. Came together?
Yes.
For Avengers. The common good of engineering wire technology?
Exactly.
That shit. Oh, this is for sure. You know how they say like aliens came down and gave us technology?
They gave us the HDMI.
I feel like the fucking the first thing they gave us was like, check this shit out. You know,
HDMI, bro. You can watch Game of Thrones from torrented on the Sony TV. Okay, guys, that's another episode of Joy Tactics. We hope you liked it. We are hoping Jack is all right. He has been not communicating with us about recording times, but
we are not worried but concerned, I would say.
Definitely mildly concerned.
And if there's any Hollywood executives listening, if you want to cook on the
sirens
pleasure, let us know. I mean, we're ready to available. Go anytime. If Blumhouse is listening, like,
I just want to say this to Blumhouse. Thank you. And we'll leave it on that.
All right, everybody.
Peace
out. Have an amazing week. All right.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.